This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says U.S. soybean exports to Vietnam are projected to slow to 550,000 metric tons in 2016. Pro Farmers First Thing Today says that's a drop of 110,000 from the previous year. USDA noted that Brazil passed up the U.S. as the top soybean exporter to Vietnam in 2014 to 2015. Vietnam's soybean meal imports are expected to climb to 4.6 million metric tons this year and to 4.7 million in 2017. The Vietnam food sector is continuing to grow, as are the aquaculture and livestock sectors in the country. In other news, Tyson Foods, the largest chicken processor in the United States, is investigating allegations of animal abuse at a contract farm in Tennessee. A Bloomberg News report says the group Mercy for Animals claims an undercover video shows birds are suffering in windowless sheds and suffering from injuries. Mercy for Animals also claims the chickens are bred to grow too fast and are being weighed down by their own body weight. The group said most of the video comes from a contract farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee, with the rest of the video coming from other farms in different locations. In October of 2015, Tyson fired two Mississippi workers after a video from Mercy for Animals showed bird mistreatment. A Tyson spokesman said, "It's disturbing to us to see sick or injured birds," adding that if the investigation uncovers any wrongdoing, Tyson Foods will work quickly to address the problems. On a lighter note this morning, the legendary Mustang Sanctuary is hosting their annual Mustangs for Mustangs drive-in and flea market event today. The event starts at 10 a.m. this morning at the St. Louis Regional Airport in Bethalto. Kathy Lewis of the legendary Mustang Sanctuary says you can find fun for the whole family.
May 28th at the St. Louis Regional Airport in East Dalton, Illinois, we've teamed up with the Southern Illinois Mustang Association, which is a car club. It's not the horses, it's the cars. And we've teamed up with them, and they help promote us and everything. And every year we have this Mustang for Mustangs event. The cars will have a cruise in, and cars will be on display off and on throughout the day. We'll have a flea market. It'll be a fun day for the whole family out there. We'll have a jumpy house. We'll have the flea market. We have cars. We've even got a bicycle group this year that is going to come out with some of their antique bicycles and put them on display. We've just got a lot going on that day. There'll be any kind of, all different kinds of flea market stuff there, all different vendors and everything.
Sounds like a fun event, and a question that might come to mind, or at least that I thought of, will the Mustangs, the actual horses, be there? Will people be able to see the horses at this event?
Yes, weather permitting, of course. Last year we brought a couple of them out, and we bring a portable round pen so they're corralled. They're not just running loose or anything. So, and the kids, we usually have a bunch of carrots that all the kids can feed them carrots, and they really like that. And kids just love petting them horses and feeding them, because a lot of the people are from the city and they've never had their kids that close to a horse before, and they just really get a kick out of it.
So definitely a great family event and a chance to see some things that you might not normally get to see.
Yes, most definitely. It kicks off at 10 a.m. and goes till whenever, and it will be held at the St. Louis Regional Airport in Bethalto, Illinois.
And once again, that was Kathy Lewis of the legendary Mustang Sanctuary in Alhambra. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.